December-Jan are usually called the NRI season back in our home countries. It is when a lot of us make our annual trips to see our friends and family. It is when we take a short time off from the extreme temperatures and make some use of the extra holidays. A lot of us might just be ready to return to our jobs in the coming weeks, and this trip, unlike all the trips home, would have been a mixture of chaos, madness, and more love than we can handle. And that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Those trips back home, aren't they absolute madness? And this madness and chaos begins literally on the day we book our tickets. We would let our parents and friends know that we have bought the tickets, and within a couple of hours of us informing them, we start hearing from everyone. Our friends start planning parties and holidays, we start getting invited for weddings, and sometimes even get lists of things people want us to bring them. For example, iPhones. And so it begins. The next few weeks before we fly out are going to be full of shopping and packing and then some more shopping until we reach those baggage weight limits. You finally get on the plane and after a painfully long plane ride, you're there. From the time you land till the end of your visit, you're gonna be treated like royalty. It is such an amazing feeling. For me, the excitement starts when I hear the pilot announce that the plane is ready for the final descent. I look out the window and I see Mumbai. Now, my filminess isn't hidden from you guys, so forgive me for saying this, but suddenly when he says that, the theme music of Swadesh starts playing in my head. I feel this excitement. The first time I was visiting home, I even teared up during landing. Seriously. The moment you step out of the plane, the air feels different. It smells different. If you're landing in Mumbai like me, the air will smell like Dharavi and the beach combined. But it's still the smell of Mumbai. It's a familiar smell. You start hearing the loud noises from the time you get off the plane. Traffic and honking horns. It is an absolute sensory overload. And that's when you know you're home. We get into the airport and suddenly you hear chatter in all different languages. It's not just English being spoken there, but there's Hindi and Gujarati and Marathi and so many languages being spoken. It is a joy that's hard to put into words. I missed hearing those languages so much. You then make a quick stop in duty-free shopping because your friends are always going to give you lists. And then you're finally picking up your baggage and are ready to exit. Cruising through all the hurdles, if customs question you, you suddenly awaken the desi person inside you and you'll be like, come on uncle, it's not my first time in Mumbai. Don't take me for a ride. You step out of the airport and there might be your entire family and your entire group of friends waiting for you. Because everyone is just so happy and so excited to have you visit. The journey to your home countries might be really long, but it's always worth it when we get home. Stepping inside the house and having the first cup of chai, feeling the taste of home. The first meal cooked by your mom and just the peace of being in a place which is the meaning of comfort in your life. Everything feels nice. Your bed, your pillow, those multicolor blankets which are so unique to our home countries, and waking up to all sorts of noises, from traffic and honking horns, to the calls of crows and pigeons, to parents waking you, to mom shouting, just like it used to be in our teenage days. Mostly noisy. It is one special and unique experience after another. First important task is unpacking of the bags. Siblings, young children, and grandparents are excitedly awaiting the gifts that are going to come out of your suitcases. The excited responses to imported gifts and chocolates, and the amusement and joy on everyone's faces. Each trip is for family time, giving and taking of all the concentrated, accumulated love over the years, all in those 2 to 3 weeks of your visit. There will be phone calls all day long. Every distant relative, neighbor, literally everybody and their mother will be calling you and inviting you over for dinner. There will be lots of people coming to meet you, and basically just constant chaos, but the good kind of chaos. From the time you wake up till the time you get sick of the phone calls and call your friends to rescue you. Friends, they are the highlights and the high points and a true treat during the visits. The trips are usually short, lasting a couple of weeks, but your friends will ensure that they make you relive your entire childhood and teenage in the few days that you have there. From asking the most inappropriate questions about your life away from home to making the most absurd assumptions about what you must be doing while living by yourself. It is only our friends who are allowed to say the kind of things that come out of their mouths. When I go to India, my friends take me to all the places we used to love visiting as teenagers. All the street food, the college hangout places, the kattas and the addas, all the panipuris and the vada paos. They take me for long drives, and every street and corner we pass, we discuss the stories and memories associated with those corners. Really, they treat you like true royalty. My time spent with my friends back home reminds me of why no one can ever take their place in my life, and why childhood friendships are the strongest relationships we ever build. From eating those unique fruits, pickles and mithais to getting your hair oil massages, or champi malishes as we call them, it will all be inseparable parts of your stay at home. Whether it's watching TV or just going around the local transportation and seeing and feeling your hometown, going to your local hair salons, interactions with the local grocers and vegetable vendors, to saying hello to the panwala around the corner. There is a strange sweetness to all these interactions. That's home. With December visits, another really interesting thing that is always a part of the trip is weddings. There will always be weddings to attend, and even though I wasn't a big fan of attending those while I was in India, now when I visit, I just love attending weddings. Why, you ask? Well, for two main reasons. One is I get to play dress up, and the second and the main reason is food. During the weddings, the only place you will find me is the dining room or the food section. I am not even joking. After exchanging pleasantries with the bride, the groom and their families, I usually rush to the food section, and I will make sure that I taste everything that there is. From the juices and the appetizers doing the rounds of the venue to the kebabs and the chaats, everything is going to find a place in my plate for all the weddings I attend. It is embarrassing, but I can hardly help it. I love wedding food, seriously. The trip is so full of things to do. Your family might sneak in a short weekend trip to a pilgrimage place. Your friends might fit in a couple of night outs and crazy parties. And you will really be filled with enough love and joy to last you until your next visit. The trips back home satisfy you. They soothe your mind, your taste buds, your heart and your soul. You realize why your childhood friends are your best pals and why those relationships can never be replaced. While packing your bags to head back, your mom will often always want to pack all the laddus and pickles, and you will have never-ending arguments with her about crossing your baggage allowance. She will still sneak in a few things which you will find out only after you get back. You pack to come back to your life abroad and start hustling again. And you have the strength and the motivation to get through. You're ready to go back to your city where you never get to know who your neighbors are and where your friends will look at their calendars before meeting you. That's the end of my today's podcast. I'm going to continue talking about my experiences searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. In my next episode, I'm going to talk about the image and stereotypes that get associated to NRIs or Desis living abroad. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube, and you can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.